Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE, Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
Why don't you tell me a story?
I went on what the movie advertisements refer to as a roaring rampage of revenge.
The Director's Cut.
With Alan T.
What are you so scared of?
I'm not scared, Mrs. Robinson.
Then why do you keep running away?
Hello, and welcome once again to our musicals season here on the Director's Cut. And this week I'm featuring the film South Pacific. Now, this came out in 1958. It's an American romantic musical film based on the 1949 Rodgers and Hammerstein, or Hammerstein, whichever you want to call it, musical South Pacific, which in turn is loosely based on a James A. Michener's 1947 short story collection, Tales of the South Pacific. Well, the film, directed by Joshua Logan, and stars Rosano Brazzi, Mitzi Gaynor, John Kerr, and Ray Walston in the leading roles, with Janita Hall as Bloody Mary. Yes, the part that she had played in the original stage production. Well, the film was nominated for 3 Academy Awards, winning the Academy Award for Best Sound for Fred Hines. It's set in 1943 during World War II on an island in the South Pacific. Here's their trailer from that year.
Filling the screen with magnificent music. From the same Rodgers and Hammerstein who gave you The Sound of Music, South Pacific. For those who have not yet seen it, for those who wish to see it again and again, the enchantment of a lush tropical paradise, the spectacle, the laughter and tears.
I love you. Do you hear me? I love you.
The emotion-charged beauty of 2 unforgettable love stories.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger across a crowded room.
I'm in love
with a wonderful time. Younger than springtime, am I? Gayer than laughter, am I?
Bali high will whisper on the wind of the sea.
There is nothing you can name that is anything like the day.
Vivid drama as the tide of battle turns in the South Pacific. Romance to make one truly younger than springtime. Matchless music by Richard Rodgers. Lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II. Rodgers and Hammerstein's South Pacific. A thing of beauty, a joy forever. A motion picture to take its place with the great ones of this or any other year.
That's how they used to do it. The trailer's back in the late 50s. And, well, the plot basically is about during World War II, the US Navy and US Marines are preparing a counteroffensive against the Imperial Japanese Navy in the islands of the South Pacific. Lieutenant Joe Cable, a Marine officer, asked a local French planter, Emilia Debex, to help them on a reconnaissance mission behind Japanese lines. But Debec declines, and Debec is falling in love with a US Navy nurse, Nellie Forbush. Well, the great music's going to come to you now, and I'm going to start off with the overture, because they always have to overtures before a film started back in the day. And they used to have an overture in the intermissions as well. And we'll come back with all the great songs from the South Pacific, and they're all in chronological order, or mostly, because some of them are repeated.
Thank you. We got sunlight on the sand. We got moonlight on the sea. We got mangoes and bananas we can pick right off a tree.
We got volleyball and ping pong and a lot of dandy games. What ain't we got?
We ain't got dandy.
We get packages from home.
We get movies, we get shows.
We get speeches from our skipper and advice from Tokyo Rose.
We get letters doused with perfume. We get dizzy from the smell.
What don't we get?
You know damn well.
We got nothing to put on a clean white suit for. What we need is what there ain't no substitute for.
There is nothing like a day.
We feel restless, we feel blue,
we feel lonely and in brief,
we feel every kind of feeling,
but the feeling of relief.
We feel hungry as the wolf felt when he met Red Riding Hood.
What don't we feel?
We don't feel good.
Lots of things in life are beautiful, but brother, there is one particular thing that is nothing whatsoever in any way, shape, or form like any other.
There is nothing like a day, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a day. Nothing else is built the same, nothing in the world
has a soft and wavy frame like the silhouette of a dame.
There is absolutely nothing like the frame of a dame.
One, two, three, four. Pick them up and set them down. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Pick them up, set them down. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
Hello. Luther.
Luther.
Yes, Miss Forbush.
Have you done what you promised?
Yes, Miss Forbush. I did it all last night. You don't have to open it now.
Oh! Well, you do beautiful work, Luther. Gosh, I guess I'm just about the luckiest nurse on this island to have found you. You're a treasure.
Nice little girl. But some of them nurses, the officers can have them.
They got them.
Well, they can have them.
So suppose a dame ain't bright or completely free from flaws, or as faithful as a bird dog or as kind as Santa Claus.
It's a waste of time to worry over things that they have not.
Be thankful for
the things they've got. Turn my pulling him near a girl.
most people live on a lonely island, lost in the middle of a foggy sea. Most people long for another. Special island, come to me, come to me. Your own special hopes, your own special dreams bloom on the hillside and shine in the streams. If you try, the sky meets the sea. Here am I, your special island. Come to me, Bali high, Bali high. Sunshine, my head sticking out from a low-flying cloud. You'll hear me call you, singing through the sunshine, sweet and clear. Come to me, come to me, Bali high, Bali high, Bali high.
Juanita Hall there as Bloody Mary and Bali High, and we continued with the track before that, which opened the show, and There's Nothing Like a Dame with the cast, the main cast, as the plot continues. So a Navy Construction Battalion sailor, a CB named Luther Billis, persuades Cable to visit the nearby island of Ballyhigh, where he falls in love with a local girl named Liat. Wanili is tormented by the revelation that Debeck had children with a Polynesian woman who since died and runs away, while Cable says he will not marry Liat. He is distressed by the thought of bringing her back to his family, fearing their reaction. The music continues now. This is the one I love.
When the sky is a bright canary yellow, I forget every cloud I've ever seen. So they call me a cockeyed optimist, immature and incurably green. Heard people rant and rave and bellow that we're done and we might as well be dead. But I'm only a cockeyed optimist and I can't get it into my head. I hear the human race is falling on its face and hasn't very far to go. But every whippoorwill is selling me a bill and telling me it just ain't so. I could say life is just a bowl of Jell-O and appear more intelligent and smart, but I'm stuck like a dope with a thing called hope, and I can't get it out of my heart. Not this heart.
You want to know anything else about me?
Yes. Would you like to see the view? You say you are a fugitive. When you joined the Navy, what were you running away from?
Gosh, I don't know. It was more like running to something. I wanted to see what the world was like, outside of Little Rock, I mean, and I wanted to meet different kinds of people and find out if I liked them better.
And do you?
Well, I don't really know yet, I guess. They're different.
Would you like some cognac?
I'd love some.
De Beck and Nelly there, talking about their distress and what her information was. And now we go back to Juanita as we sing all about Bloody Mary.
Bloody Mary is the girl I love. Bloody Mary is the girl I love. Bloody Mary is the girl I love. Now ain't that too damn bad? Her skin is tender as a baseball glove. She is always chewing needle nuts. Bloody Mary's chewing needle nuts, and she don't use pants so damn.
Foolish to be so quick. I know it's only 2 weeks. A dinner given at your officer's club, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, Emil.
And that is the way things happen sometimes, isn't it, Nelly?
Yes, it is, Emil.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. You may see a stranger across a crowded room, and somehow you know even then, that somewhere you'll see her again and again. Some enchanted evening, someone may be laughing. You may hear her laughing across a crowded room. And night after night, as strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter will sing in your dreams. Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons, wise men never try.
found her. Never let her go.
Well, we're really getting into the slushy romantic stuff now. Some Enchanted Evening there, played by the man who basically made the film a huge success, Rossano Brazzi. Now, distraught by his separation from Nelly and with nothing to lose, Debec volunteers for the mission with Cable, who wishes to complete the mission, then live the rest of his life on Ballyhigh with Liette. They fly out to a local fishing boat in order to secretly make it to a Japanese-held island to provide intelligence, vital intelligence, to the U.S. Navy. And the love triangle? No, there's no triangle. Is that... I don't know, that's the usual thing you say. The love story continues.
All right, but you've got to help me.
Love me again. Dites-moi pourquoi, chère mademoiselle. Est-ce que, parce que vous m'aimez?
Okay, dites-moi pourquoi. Yes, she sings that. Now, we're going to slightly go back to the time that Nelly said she's going to wash that man right out of her life.
You don't have to worry about me anymore, because it's all off.
With him?
Uh-huh.
Smart girl, Nelly.
I'm going to break it off clean before it's too late.
You think you can?
Before I go any further, I just better not get started. Don't you think so too, Gracie?
Yes, I do.
You do, huh?
Yes.
Well, I guess I do, too. Well, you don't have to look so dramatic about it. Things like this happen every day.
I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way.
Get the picture?
I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms and send him on his way. Don't try to patch it up. Wash him up, dry him up,
push him up, fly him up,
cancel him, and let him go.
Yes, mister, I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way.
If the man don't understand you, if you fly separate beams, waste no time, make a change, ride that man right off your range, rub him out of the roll call and drum him out of your dreams.
Oh ho! If you laugh at different comics, if you root for different teams, waste no time, weep no more, show him what the door is for.
I went and washed that man right out of my hair. I went and washed that man right out of my hair. I went and washed that man right out of my hair and sent him on his way.
Hello. Well, he comes back. So where she was going to wash him out of her life now, she's in love with a wonderful guy. Surprise, surprise.
I expect every one of my crowd to make fun of my proud protestations of faith in romance. And they'll say I'm naive as a babe to believe any fable I hear from a person in pants. Fearlessly, I'll face them and argue their doubts away. Loudly, I'll sing about flowers and spring. Flatly, I'll stand on my little flat feet and say, love is a grand and a beautiful thing. In August, I'm as normal as blueberry pie. No more a smart little girl with no heart. I have found me a wonderful guy. I am in a conventional dither with a conventional star in my eye. And you will note there's a lump in my throat when I speak of that wonderful guy. I'm as trite and as gay as a daisy in May, a cliche coming true. I'm bromidic and bright as a moon, happy night, pouring light on the dew. I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love. July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, 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 I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
And my arms grow strong. Like a pair of birds that burst with song. My eyes look down at your lovely face, and I hold the world. My embrace.
than springtime? Are you softer than starlight? Are you warmer than winds of June? Are the gentle lips you gave me gayer than laughter? Are you sweeter than music? Are you angel and lover? Heaven and earth are you to me. And when your youth and joy invade my arms and fill my heart as now,
one of my crowd to make fun of my proud protestations of faith in romance. And they'll say I'm naive as a babe to believe any fable I hear from a person in pants. Fearlessly I'll face them and argue their doubts away. Loudly I'll sing about flowers and spring. Flatly I'll stand on my little flat feet and say, love is a grand and a beautiful thing. In August, I'm as normal as blueberry pie. No more a smart little girl with no heart. I have found me a wonderful guy. I am in a conventional dither with a conventional star in my eye. And you will note there's a lump in my throat when I speak of that wonderful guy. I'm as trite and as gay as a daisy in May, a cliche coming true. I'm bromidic and bright as a moon, happy night, pouring light on the dew. I'm as corny as Kansas in August, high as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love. I'm in love with a wonderful
as a flag on the 4th of July. If you'll excuse an expression I use, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love,
I'm in love, I'm in love,
I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love with a wonderful guy.
Big ending there, with love with a wonderful guy. Well, so it was just going to the island, of course, when Lieutenant Joseph Cable with Bloody Mary talks about Lett. And, of course, Bloody Mary says, well, you know, she's for you, man.
Make love. Talk hoppy. No think about Philadelphia. It's no good.
Hoppy talk, keep talking, hoppy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about the moon floating in the sky, looking like a lily on a lake. Talk about a bird learning how to fly, making all the music he can make. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? About the star looking like a toy, peeking through the branches of a tree. Talk about the girl, talk about the boy, counting all the ripples on the sea. Happy talk, keep talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. Got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? The boy saying to the girl, golly baby, I'm a lucky cuss. Talk about the girl saying to the boy, you and me is lucky to be. Keep talking, happy thoughts. Talk about things you like to do. You got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? If you don't talk happy and you never have a dream, then you'll never.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
featuring the music from the movie South Pacific from 1958. Well, to conclude the plot, the group comes under heavy fire from a Japanese plane and Cable is killed, but the mission is a success and the Navy gains knowledge that allows it to move on to the Japanese forces. Tebek survives the gunfire and is rescued. He returns home to find his children being looked after by Nelly. They reconcile, of course, and reunite. We've got some great music still to come from this movie, and we continue now with this one. This is called Honey Bun, and I'm going to have some tracks back to back for you from now on as we head towards the end of the show, because I just want to listen to the music, okay?
My doll is as dainty as a sparrow. Her figure is something to applaud. Where she's narrow as an arrow. And she's broad, oh, where a broad should be broad.
Get it?
£101 of fun. That's my little honey bun. Get a load of honey bun tonight. I'm speaking of my sweetie pie, only 60 inches high. Every inch is packed with dynamite. Her hair is blonde and curly. Her curls are hurly burly. Her lips are pips. I call her hips. Twirly and whirly. She's my baby, I'm her pep. I'm her booby, she's my trap. I am caught and don't wanna run, cause I'm having so much fun with Honey Bun. £101 of fun, that's my little honey bun. Get a load of honey bun tonight. Speaking of my sweetie pie,
get off the
only
stage.
16 inches high, 100 inches packed with dynamite. Her hair is blonde and curly, her curls are hurly burly, her lips are pips, I call her
hey,
pips,
twirly
and burly.
Girl back home, I'd almost forgot a blue-eyed kid. I liked her a lot. We got engaged. Both families were glad. And I was told by my uncle and dad that if I were clever and able, they'd make me a part of a partnership. Cable, Cable. And Cable, how far away, Philadelphia, PA, Princeton, NJ, how far are they? From coconut palms and banyan trees and coral sands and Tonkinese. NJ, how far are they?
How far are they?
From coconut palms and banyan trees and coral sands and...
That was Lieutenant Cable singing about his girl back home. Well, we're going to continue now, back to back. First of all, here is You Gotta Be Taught.
What makes her talk like that? Why do you have this feeling, you and she? I do not believe it is born in you. I do not believe it.
It's not born in you. It happens after you're born.
You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year. It's got to be drummed in your dear little ear. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made, and people whose skin is a different shade. You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught before it's too late. Before you are 6 or 7 or 8, to hate all the people your relatives hate, you've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be carefully taught.
Singing about This Nearly Was Mine. Well, actually, our next piece of music sort of brings it all back and the conclusion of the plot. Just to let you know, the 3-hour version, Long Feared Lost, was rediscovered in a 70mm print owned by a collector. It screened in Bradford, England, at the National Museum of Photography, Film and Television on March the 14th, 2005. Well, when Fox, which by this time has owned partial distribution rights to the film, including home video, learned of the print's existence, it took it to the United States to reinstate the 14 missing minutes and attempt to restore as much of the colour as possible. So if you are thinking of watching it again, see if you can dig out that 70mm version. There's a 2-disc DVD, I think, that came out in 2006, but of course now they've actually released on 2009 a Blu-ray version, so why not. We're going to go out with the reprise of Dites Moi and Explains Everything. Thanks so much indeed, as always, to my support team there, Mary and Eamon, for putting the program together. See you next time with another musical here on the Talk Radio Europe Director's Cut.
I will not sing that song. You just want to laugh at my French accent. All right. But you've got to help me.
love me again. Dites-moi, pourquoi, chère mademoiselle, est-ce que, parce que vous m'aimez?
Mangez.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.